This WBEZ podcast is supported by the Crown Family School of Social Work, Policy, and Practice at the University of Chicago, where research meets real-world impact. The master's program in social work, social policy, and social administration blends classroom learning with extensive field education, guided by faculty known for groundbreaking research. Applications are open at crownschool.uchicago.edu/social work. Inspire change. Shape the future.
Good morning. I'm Adora Nami Gudde, and this is The Rundown. Illinois state senators have passed a long-debated measure in honor of Chicago woman Karina Gonzalez. Gonzalez was fatally shot, allegedly by her husband, in 2023, after a court ordered him to stay away from her. The bill was passed last night. It would require a judge to order guns be confiscated from people who have emergency restraining orders taken out against them. Democratic Senator Selena Villanueva has been leading the charge. She was joined by Karina's son, Manny, and her cousin, Monica Alvarez, at the Capitol.
You don't know the people until you go to their gravesite, like I've done. You don't know what you're fighting for until you're there and you see those tears of the loved ones that remember them and hold them up.
The bill awaits a final vote from the House before heading to the governor's desk. The profits of former Illinois House Speaker Michael Madigan's law firm are becoming a flashpoint in his corruption trial. Madigan is accused of shaking down real estate developers to sign on with his law firm. Defense lawyers say they plan to call Madigan's ex-law firm partner, Vincent Getzendanner, to testify. But prosecutors want to focus on how much their law firm made from the lucrative property tax appeal business. Prosecutor Amor Bachu said the firm's profits would show Madigan's possible motivations for illegal behavior, and that in a good year, the then-speaker made over $1 million. That disclosure after the jury left the courtroom Monday infuriated Madigan's lawyers, who argued such details would taint jurors. The judge is considering the prosecution's request. A new coalition on the West Side is calling for more community oversight to keep an eye on West Suburban Hospital. The coalition formed after a popular group of midwives and doctors were suddenly no longer allowed to deliver babies at West Suburban Medical Center in Oak Park. The providers work at PCC Community Wellness and mostly treat Black and Latina women. Destiny Sharp says a PCC midwife empowered her during the birth of her daughter.
This decision is reckless and put vulnerable patients at risk, not to mention betraying the trust of our community.
West Suburban Hospital leaders have said they risked losing medical malpractice insurance unless obstetricians deliver babies or supervise births. Now PCC is trying to find other hospitals where their 500 or so pregnant patients can deliver. A new report ranks Chicago as one of the worst traffic-congested cities in the world. The annual report from INRIX, which analyzes transportation data, found Chicago drivers last year lost an average of 102 hours in traffic. P.S. Sriraj is the director of the Urban Transportation Center at the University of Illinois Chicago. He says Chicago is known as a major freight hub.
We have all of the Class 1 railroads converging in Chicago. Most of the goods that get transported coast to coast has to go through Chicago. And that is contributing to the rise in truck traffic.
The study found weekend traffic saw the biggest jump as activities and nightlife attracted people to the city. Some more things you should know today. Chicago Teachers Union plans to restart the legal process it must undertake before potentially going on strike. The union's deputy counsel, Thad Goodchild, says the CTU has been doing all it can to prevent going on strike. But over the past 2 weeks, the union has become increasingly frustrated with CPS CEO Pedro Martinez. Goodchild says the union later this month will reopen a process where an independent fact finder ultimately weighs in with a report. If either side rejects the report, then the union must wait 30 days before it can take a vote for a strike. The earliest a strike could take place is at least 2 months away. Birdwatchers have been spotting bald eagles across Chicago, according to the popular bird sighting app eBird. Yeah, you heard that right. The large-bodied raptor has been spotted as far south as Rainbow Beach and as far north as Montrose Beach. Just last month, President Joe Biden made it official. The white-headed, brown-bodied, yellow-beaked bald eagle is now officially the national bird. Staff at the Adler Planetarium in Chicago want people to know about several astronomy-related events this month that you can watch from home. These include a planetary parade, the lunar occultation of Mars, and a meteor shower. A planetary parade is when multiple planets are visible at the same time. and the lunar occultation is when the moon passes in front of a more distant celestial object, Mars in this case. Today's weather, it will be partly cloudy with the high in the mid-20s, and we're expecting similar conditions tomorrow. That is it for the show. If you like The Rundown, please rate and review us wherever you listen. I'm Adora Namikadde. Thanks for listening.